With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. In Colorado, both sides are appealing a judge's ruling Donald Trump can stay on the ballot after inciting the January 6th attacks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The judge in the case ruled that Trump engaged in insurrection but can stay on the ballot in Colorado. That prompted not one, but two appeals. The liberal group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics argued that the judge was wrong in ruling that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is not clear that the insurrection provision was intended to apply to presidents. Meanwhile, Trump lawyers appealed the judge's finding that he did engage in insurrection. The case now goes to the state Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Rita Foley reports on our Thanksgiving plans and when the roads and skies will be the busiest.
So many of us are going to be traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday that we're expected to break records. 55 million of us, says the AAA. Roads are likely to be the most congested tomorrow. The busiest days to fly will be today and tomorrow and the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
And, of course, pack your patience with you. The White House voiced concern Tuesday that Iran may provide Russia with ballistic missiles for use in its war against Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. and its partners will try to stop Iran and Russia from giving each other advanced military equipment.
This burgeoning defense relationship is not good for the people of Ukraine, and frankly, it's not good for the Middle East region. So again, we're going to monitor this closely, and we'll keep taking appropriate actions as required.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points, the Nasdaq dropped 84, the S&P 500 lower by 9, oil down to $77.77 a barrel. This is SRN News. America's churches are opening their doors for Thanksgiving.
It's an annual tradition, houses of worship providing free meals to those in need at holiday time. At Myrtle Grove Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Wilmington, North Carolina, the feast begins at 5:30 on Thanksgiving Day. They start serving at 1 p.m. at the Altar Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And in Clinton, Oklahoma, Cornerstone Church will offer Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings beginning at 11 a.m. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York University will open a new center designed to study and combat anti-Semitism next year. The announcement comes even as NYU is hit with a lawsuit by Jewish students who say the school allowed a hostile, discriminatory environment to exist that violated their civil rights. The complaint stems from a rash of anti-Semitic demonstrations that took place at NYU and other universities across the U.S. immediately following the Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. Wall Street ends lower following its big rally over the past several days. We hear more on the numbers for today's trading from correspondent Seth Sutel, reporting from New York City.
Wall Street drifted to a lower close following a strong rally that had vaulted the market to its highest level since early August. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Tuesday. It was only the third loss in the last 17 days for the benchmark index. The Dow fell 62 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.6%. Lowe's and Best Buy both sank, despite reporting stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Each company cited challenges ahead and cut their forecasts for the full year. Treasury yields were relatively steady following the release of the minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest meeting on interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.